The following program is presented by the friends and partners of John Carmichael Ministries. Find out more online at www.johncarmichael.net. Today on Kingdom Now with John Carmichael, discover how amazing your life can be and experience the kingdom power that only comes from God. Today on Kingdom Now.
Say this with me. Say, this is my Bible. I believe it's true. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. I receive the word of God with faith. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name. God bless you. You may be seated. Youth, you may be dismissed. Hallelujah. We welcome everybody here tonight in the name of the Lord. Open up your Bibles, if you would, to a couple openings. Tonight I want to share something with you that for some of you, it's going to be a divine revelation. That means it's brand new. Everybody say brand new. Some of this stuff I'm going to talk about tonight, you've never heard before, some of you. Others of you, it's going to be like adjusting the steering wheel on your car. You know, when you drive, I don't know, this analogy may not be working much more anymore, but when you drive and you set your car going straight, how many realize you can't take the hands off the wheel? I know some of you don't know that. That's revelation to somebody. But you're not supposed to take your hands off the wheel. You got little adjustments here and there. Of course, then turns and stuff. But even if you're straight, you still got to hold on to it and kind of do it. Some of y'all are going to get a, you know what I'm about to say, but you know, I might want to think of this as a Holy Ghost adjustment. Amen. So it could be a divine revelation, brand new information to you tonight. Or it could be a heavenly reminder of some things we can let go of. Can I hear an amen? Tonight I want to talk to you about how your words connect you to the blessing of God. I'm going to talk to you about how what's coming out of your mouth is so important as it relates to you walking in the blessing of God. A lot of times we just say a lot of things we don't want, you know. And it's not in your study notes, but I was thinking about this message, and I could preach on this part, but I'm not going to. But let me tell you a little story before we get into our scripture. When the children of Israel were going into Egypt, this might scare some of you. What I'm about to tell you, it kind of scares me a little bit. And you'll see what I mean by that in a minute. When the children of Israel came up out of Egypt and they were supposed to go into the promised land. Well, I know they walked around for 40 years, but that really wasn't God's original intent. The original intent was for all of them to go. Like 11-day journey, 11 days after they said sayonara to Egypt, they're saying aloha to the promised land. However, they didn't. Why didn't they? Well, they sent 12 spies. You remember that? 10 spies came, or 2 spies came back with a good report, Joshua and Caleb. 10 spies, they came back with an evil report. Somebody say an evil report. What was their evil report? They said, well, the land's good. Oh, yeah, well, God said that's good, but we'll never get it. That was called evil. God said that's evil. And not only did they say that, the whole group said, you know what? We're going to die in this wilderness. And this is what got me. God said, I swear by my own name, if what you just said ain't going to happen. He said, I'm going to make sure that happens. You said you're going to die in this wilderness. I swear I'm going to make what your words say come to pass. Now let me ask you a question. What if God said to you today, everything that you say from now for the next 24 hours, I swear by my own name if I'm not going to make it happen. I guarantee ain't none of y'all going to say, man, I'm ugly as sin. I'm broke. Nothing ever works right for me. God's like, okay, I'm going to make you ugly or uglier. I'm going to make you poorer. Nobody likes me. I'm going to make sure you ain't got no friends. I'm going to make, what if God swore by, that's what he did to them. They said it, and God said, I'm going to make sure your words come to pass. That's interesting, isn't it? Isn't that interesting? That's interesting to me. Tonight I want to talk to you about how Abraham And God had to do something with Abraham in order for him to walk in the blessing of God. The Bible says, Galatians 3:13, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. Or actually, it's verse 14. God wants you blessed. Everybody say, God wants me blessed. So we're going to look at Abraham and say, well, how did he get it? How did it work for him? So two scriptures. Genesis chapter 17. Verse 4. As for me, behold, my covenant is with you. And you will be the father of a multitude of nations. Somebody say a multitude of nations. No longer shall your name be called Abram. Now, Abram kind of did have a father part to it. But he said, no, you're not going to be Abram. He said, your name shall be Abraham. God gave him a name change. Abraham, we know, means the father of many nations. He says, for I made you a what? A father of many nations. See, before he's walking around introducing himself, what's your name? My name's Abram. I'm kind of a father, you know. Maybe a little bit. Not really. He didn't really have anything. Then kind of got a bright idea. Everybody say a bright idea. Has anyone ever had an idea to try to help God out? He got a bright idea. He's going to get with Hagar, and they created an Ishmael. That was a bright idea. Wasn't God's idea. God got messed up. God said, nope, that's not what I want to do. Not there. I'm going to bless that one, but that's not what I'm going to do. So now he's still without a baby with Sarah. And God said, look, I don't want you to just call yourself a father. You're going to start calling yourself a father of many nations. He don't have nobody. Listen to me. But God made him call himself something. Now he walks around. What's your name? Well, my name is Father of Many Nations. Oh, you must have a lot of kids. No. Not yet. Could you imagine going around and calling yourself something that to the natural mind, everybody's like, you're crazy. That's not who you are. Who do you think you are? Everybody's going to be like, they see that guy right there? He's crazy. You know, we need to watch him. But God said, you've got to start calling yourself something different, Abram, and I'm going to change what you call yourself. Now turn over to the book of Romans chapter 4. This is interesting. Romans 4:17 directly speaks to that scripture that we just read. Romans 4:17. He's going to talk to us about Father Abraham. He's the father of us all, the writer Paul says there in Romans. But he says he's going to describe to us how Abraham got his blessing. You see, tonight we've gone through this series. We're at part 8 of Immersed in the Blessing. But I don't want you just to maybe have had a few good sermons and walk out of here. It's time for a change. Can I hear an amen? It's time for this stuff to work and work on purpose. Not just bumping into a miracle every now and again and going, oh, wow, isn't that good? No, writer of Romans here, Paul says, as it is written, I've made you a father of many nations. We just read that scripture. Now, what happened in that scripture? God changed his name. God started calling him something that he wasn't. That's important. Look at the rest of the verse. In the presence of him who he believed, God, who gives life to the dead, and look at this scripture, calls into being that which does not exist. What does God do? He calls into being things that don't even, he's like, okay, that is. Well, where is it? Well, okay, now it is. It wasn't until he says it, but when he says it, all of a sudden, things change. Can I hear an amen? We got too many people that like to pride themselves and I call it like it is. I know I don't want to call it like it is. I want to call it like God said it's supposed to be. Can I hear an amen? That's what God does. And that's what God had Abraham do. Tonight I want to talk to you about how you will need to speak toward your blessing. Speak toward the blessing of God on your life. Let's pray. Father, I thank you tonight for the anointing that's on your word. I pray that it would go forth in great wisdom and power. Holy Spirit, I thank you for the authority that you have given to us in our speaking. That God, that as we speak, God, that's part of what connects us to your blessing in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. God bless you. Years ago, there was a study. This is a secular study. It's not a spiritual one. It didn't come out of a seminary. And this study involved something like we're talking about, but it was from a natural world. Now, it ended up getting a name. They called it the Pygmalion effect. Pygmalion was, you know, some mythical person, and he had created a statue, and I'm just giving you the history of the name. It's all a bunch of bogus garbage, but anyway, it's the name. And he had created this statue, and he had spoke so good and spoke in such wonderful terms toward the statue that the legend went, the weirdo demon legend went, that it all of a sudden came alive because of the good that he spoke to it. So they called this study, but the study itself is rather interesting. They went to a nursing home, and they began to look at patients that were equal in health issues and started splitting the nursing home up into patients that were about the same as far as their health was. To one group of patients, they would walk over to them and they would say, "Wow, you look like you're getting stronger. Man, you're really improving. You're really breaking, you know, barriers and things that we would normally see," and begin to speak that way to them. And then to the other group, they didn't. They just, this normal stuff. They didn't talk down to him like, "Boy, you look really sick. I think you might die today." You know, he didn't say anything stuff like that. But they just said, you know, just normal stuff. You know what ended up happening in the study? The people that they spoke to, that they spoke good to, they started to believe it. They just started saying, "You know what, I'm getting better. You know what, I do feel a little bit stronger. You know what, I do feel like things are getting better." And that was all that was different, and they did. They improved. So then they took the study. They said, "I wonder if it works in school." So they went to an underperforming school in Harlem, New York. And they went there and they took these students and they split up different classes. And these students were at equal level of achievement. And actually, all of them were in low levels. But to one group, they would just walk randomly. They didn't tell them they were in the study. They didn't say anything. They would just walk up to a student and say, "You know what? You're really smart. And this is working for you. In fact, I think you're going to get an A this semester. What do you think? You think you can get an A?" And started speaking that to them. And guess what happened? They started to believe it. And then correspondingly, the results came. So then Israel heard about this. And so Israel began to use this effect. And they took their soldiers. And they took the ones that were snipers. And they took the ones that were at the bottom third of the snipers in the military. And then they split that group in half, and they took a certain group, and they started telling them, they said, "You know what, you're really starting to improve. Your all's aim is improving, and man, you guys are getting better and better and better, and you see what I'm doing." And as they began to believe that, as they began to speak that, all of a sudden, sure as the world, they started getting better. And what they found was this. Now, this is just in the natural, and the reason I point this out, I'll tell you why it's important to us for in just a moment, is that they found that as they would speak over themselves, "Hey, I'm getting better. Hey, things are improving. You know what? I might get an A this time. I might be able to get into the higher level of the sharpshooters in my group." That all of a sudden, their performance started to change. Now, the reason I share that with you is we see that in the Bible. We see time and time again when God wanted to take a person from where they were to where he wants them to be. A lot of times he would change their name. He would change what they called themselves so that they would end up becoming what God's called them to be. So it's a universal truth. It works for the world. It works for us because it's a law. I said it's a law. It's a law that when you begin to use your mouth and begin to speak, not toward the direction that you are, but begin to speak towards what you want to be, you begin to do what God does and you start calling into existence that which is not, and all of a sudden it becomes. Can I hear an amen? So tonight I want to talk to you about the principles of speaking towards your blessing. Because many of you in this room today, you may not feel like you're walking in the blessing. Now, I know there are some folks, you are walking in the blessing, and things are working for you. And others of you, things are, you're maybe not where you're going to be, but you can tell the trajectory is changing. Can I hear an amen? But there's still yet others that need to learn how to do this on purpose. You see, God would have me, and over the years, God has had me do some of these things. Even before I knew the theological, biblical background for it, the foundation, I was doing them, and he would have me do them. God would have me say certain things. There was times when I was very young, when I first got saved, I had a horrible time to sleep. Could not sleep. I had not been able to sleep as a young boy, got into teenagers, could not sleep. And I remember after I got saved and I'm there and I got to go to bed and, you know, I get up for the 6 o'clock prayer meeting for a prayer and I got to school and all this stuff. And I would lay there and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit would speak to me. Now, I didn't know any of this stuff yet. I hadn't learned all this stuff. All of a sudden the Holy Spirit would speak to me and say this. He would say this, you're going to sleep. I'm going to sleep. He would say, I'm going to wake up 5:20 in the morning. I'm going to be refreshed. And I would go to, and I would say that. I'm going to sleep. I'm going to rest. I'm going to wake up at 5:20. I'm going to wake up refreshed. And you know what started to happen? Just that would happen. God would have me write down scriptures and say this about yourself. I didn't know any of this yet. I hadn't learned any of this yet. Later on in life, I remember this one time I was driving down a road and Pastor Aaron and I were just newly married and I looked over and there was a church on the side of the road in Richmond, Kentucky. I'd never been to this church. I'd never seen this church before. And it said Victory Christian Center. Didn't know anybody who went there. Never heard of the church. And the Lord said, you're the next youth pastor at that church. Now, how many realize that when you hear stuff like that, you think, I'm kind of crazy. That's kind of crazy. That's kind of nuts. You know, you almost don't want to tell anybody. But I told Erin, I'm like, Erin, God just spoke to me. And she said, well, what did he say? I said, we're going to be the next youth pastors at that church. She said, you've never been to that church. Oh, do you know anybody who goes to that church? No. What kind of church is it? I have no idea. I just know what the Lord said. Now, it was about 7 months before we were going to end up moving to Richmond. We were going to end up moving there. I knew I was going to move there. But I remember I was at that time doing some other things. I was driving a truck, and I remember one time I was a little frustrated. I'm sure none of y'all have ever been frustrated while you're on your way to doing what God's called you to do, but kind of in a place of delay right now, and I'm sitting on a dock, and they're taking forever to load my truck, and I'm sitting there, and I'm a little bit frustrated. I'm a little bit mad. And I'm kind of mad at God. I know, I'm glad that you all have never gotten mad at the Lord and you never get impatient with him. But I do and did a little bit. And so I'm sitting on that dock and I'm mad. I'm mad at God. I'm like, look at me. I'm trying to serve the Lord, trying to do all this stuff. And here I am and I ain't got a future. Nothing is going to work right for me. And I don't even know how anything is going to work. And the Lord said, what did I tell you to say? Well, I knew what he meant. You told me I'm going to be the next youth pastor at that church. He said, well, I want you to say that. I'm like, God, that's crazy. I've never even been in that church. I don't even know what kind of church that is. It could be some kind of snake handling church for all I know. I mean, I literally had no idea what kind of church it was. So long story short, we get there and we show up and, you know, I'm there the first day and Aaron, knowing that, you know, God, she said, now don't you get in there and go make anything happen. You know, don't try to make God, help God out. You know what I'm saying? We try to do that. And I was like, okay, I took that as wise advice. But the Lord told me, he said, you're the next youth pastor of that church. I said, okay. So I walk in the church. It was a great church. I thank God they preached the Bible. I was like, whew, that's a relief. And they were kind of, you know, along the same lines. They were, you know, that I was, belief system was there. We were all meshed, just like this. It was just pretty much like this church. And I was like, okay, great, that's awesome. And so at the end of service, I just walk up, I shake his hand, and the pastor's hand said, hello, my name is John Carmichael. My wife and I moved here, and we're, you know, we're just kind of here, just serving the Lord. I'm going to school at Eastern Kentucky University, and if you need anything, I'm here to help. Just typical stuff. That's just typical. He goes, what's your name, number? I got it down. So he called me the next day. He said, I want to meet with you. I'm like, am I in trouble already? I want to meet with you. So then I met with him. He said, you know what? He said, our youth pastor just got caught having an inappropriate relationship with one of our teenagers. And we had to fire our youth pastor. And he said, I was so upset because we had to release him at Saturday, this past Saturday. And he said, I was so upset, and I spent all night praying. And he said, the Lord spoke to me and said, your next youth pastor is going to come to the church on tomorrow. I said, I'm your man. I'm your man. Now, what I want to tell you is this. I had every reason to say everything but that. Now, I can tell you time and time and stories after stories. I want to get into the word. But I want to tell you that every major thing that God has ever done in my life, he would have me say this about things about myself. He would have me speak. I'll give you another pastor thing. Well, at the time we was going to be the pastors at First Assembly in Clinton, but it was several months before that before we even knew the church or anything like that. And the Lord speaks to me and said, "You're the next pastor." That's how he speaks to me. He says, "Here's what I want you to say. You're the next pastor at First Assembly of God in Clinton, Kentucky." I'm like, "God, they don't know me. They've got tons of people wanting to be their pastor. I've never done this before." And God said, "Here's what I want you to say. I am the next pastor." That's what he would have me say. And there would be no way. Somebody say, no way. No way it was supposed to happen. But I'm not supposed to say I'm going to be. I am, he said. He's how he made me put it. I am. I'll tell you another time, there was something, it was a pretty big issue with my family. The Lord had me stand in faith and believe God for something, and then God gave me a word, and he gave me a script of what I'm supposed to say about this situation. I'm like, okay, fine, I'm doing it, doing what God tells me to do, saying what he says about me and about this situation. And all of a sudden, not only do we not go forward, we went backward, like way backward, like it was going to be devastating for me and my family. And I went out on my patio with my cup of coffee the next morning, and I said, "God, you and I got a problem." I said, "I have a problem with you because you told me blah, blah, blah." And I'm like, and this and that and the other, and I'm giving God what for about all the stuff. And the only thing, see, he speaks real sweet to some of you all. He doesn't speak sweet to me. After I got finished complaining and whining in my Wheaties about all this stuff, God said, "I told you what to say." And it's like he got up and left. And I got an attitude. I'm like, fine. Literally, it's just me and him. I'm like, fine. You know what? And I just said it. Blah, 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 blah. Y'all need to pray for me because sometimes I got problems. That's probably why he walked away, because he could turn me into a greasy spot if he wanted to. And I just kept saying it, but I was almost saying it with an attitude. In 2 days, not only did the bad thing turn around, but I ended up walking in the thing that God said and had no idea where it was going to come from. But how did it happen? I said what he told me to say. Can I hear an amen? 1 through 3, if you got your or got a pencil and piece of paper, jot down 1 through 3. Let me help you. 1 through 3. Number one, we're talking about your speaking connects you to your blessing. You need to talk in the direction of your blessing, not in the direction of where you're at right now. And I'm going to tell you, this ain't part of your notes right now. I'm going to tell you some of it's going to be ludicrous, and some people are going to listen to you and they're going to shake their head and go, mm-mm, you crazy. You that ain't going to work. I've had it happen. And you're going to have to stand alone. And sometimes you're going to have to say stuff that your own mind goes, you're a nut. You're a nut. But you got to step out in faith. Can I hear an amen? Number one, our speaking, write this down. Our speaking is a birth to our experience of the blessing. Let me do a little math for you. Abram equals no baby. Abraham equals baby. That's what happened. Nothing else happened. Oh, I heard myself in stereo just now. Wow, what a great sermon. Abram, come on now, don't do that to me. Abram, no baby. Abraham, baby. He had to call himself the father of many nations. You're delusional, brother. I'm the father of many nations. Oh, let me see all your babies. That looks like an empty nursery to me. I'm a father of many nations. Come on, somebody. But if you want to give birth to your blessing, what do I need to do to give birth to the thing that God wants me to? Well, one of the first things you need to do is you need to start speaking in line with what God said. God said, I'm healed, and guess what? I'm going to start talking my healing. Amen. God said, I'm blessed. Guess what I'm going to start doing? The Bible says, let them say continually. Somebody say continually. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified who takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. So what am I supposed to be talking about my money? Well, I'm broke and busted, and after all, Biden's in office, and ain't nobody going to get any money with him. And no, I ain't going to talk all that garbage. What am I going to talk? Let the Lord be magnified who takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. I'm blessed. I'm blessed when I walk in. I'm blessed when I walk out. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm going to be the lender and not the borrower. What am I doing? I'm talking toward my blessing. I'm speaking to where I want to be, not where I am. Amen? Mark 11, 22 through 24. Jesus said, have faith in God, verse 22. Have faith in God. Very interesting translation of that. The word faith in God is written in such that what it actually says, and this doesn't make any sense to the translator, so they just changed it. It's have the faith of, somebody say of God. Or another way, it was a descriptor, have faith like God. Now, what does God do? God calls things that be not what? So that have faith like God has faith. How does God operate? When he wants light, what does he say? Light be. How does he get light? Light be. And light was. Amen? That's how he operates. So with that in mind, read the next verse. Truly I say to you, whoever says, somebody say says, to this mountain, and then here's what you're saying, be taken up, cast in the sea. Notice how specific that is. I'll get in a minute to specific. But notice what he's saying. Be taken up, be cast in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes whatever he what? Believes whatever he says is going to happen, it will be granted him. What will be granted him? The thing he says. Amen? Well, I wish God would do. How about start speaking toward what you wish God will do and God will do? Amen? That's what he calls us to do. But our pragmatic mind, I get it. I understand. I have had all my fights with this, I can tell you. I'm like, God, that doesn't make any sense. And man, that just, man, I don't know about that. But you got to step up out of this corporeal, touchable world. I'm just telling you right now. And you got to start calling into existence things. And part of it says, you know what? That mountain right there, yeah, I tell you what we're going to do. You're going to be cast big, picked up. You're going to be cast in the sea. And I'm going to keep saying that. And guess what God's going to do? God's going to pick that mountain up and throw it into the sea. Can I hear an amen? You're going to be looking at the things of your life right now, and you're going to start saying, no, it ain't going to be that way. I call right now for this thing to change, and this thing's going to change. And if you will not move from your confession, you will see God do everything. Come on now. Everything that that's what he said. Isn't that what he said? You Your speaking sets the stage for your blessing. Amen? Number two, your speaking is the first action for us to experience the blessing. The first action. Somebody say first action. Look at Matthew 9:21. The woman with the issue of blood. What was the first step she took? Now, Brother Hagin, he preached that message I talked about a few weeks ago, how to write your own ticket with God. Now, you can believe this or not. It's fine if you don't want to believe it, but here's what he said. He said Jesus appeared to him about this story, and Jesus asked him a question. He said, what was the first step the woman took? And what we find is the first step the woman took is actually right here. Now, she's going to get up out of her house. She's going to go. She's going to touch the hem of his garment, all this stuff. But there was something that she was doing before she even got up out of her house. Notice what it says. For she was saying to herself. Everybody say, saying to herself. For she was saying to herself, if I only touch his garment, I will get well. So before she touched the garment, she was saying something. That's interesting. The next time I come to church, I'm going to get baptized with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. The next time they lay hands on me, I'm going to get my healing. Amen. I'm not coming and going and doing the things that I'm supposed to be doing and not expecting anything. The next time I go into the house of God, God's going to touch me and speak to me. And when I walk out, I ain't ever going to be the same again. Amen? What are you saying to yourself? See, I can't beat anybody up over this because I know what it's like to drive down the road and feel like you're in the privacy of your own steering wheel. You know, it's just me and my low tire light against the world. Man, I fill that thing up and it just, I mean, it just likes me. It just wants to show me that it's there. I think it's lying. But I get in my little truck and I'm driving down the road and there's some, I don't know, there's something like I feel like that just, oh, this is my free zone here. And now I'm going to talk about, man, I'm mad at this person and mad this thing ain't going right and all this stuff. And you're just musing it over and over. Right? Let me ask you a question. Is that going to help us? No, it ain't going to help us. You know what is going to help us? God's going to touch me today. I'm going to win today. I ain't losing it. No. I ain't losing today. Today ain't my losing day. Today's my winning day in Jesus' name. I know when I pray and I cry out to God, something good's about to happen to me in Jesus' name. Amen? The reason this story is so powerful is because it tells us what this woman was doing in order to get her blessing. She didn't just touch the hem of his garment. She kept talking to herself. When I touch that garment, I'm going to be healed. I'm going to be whole. When I get a hold of the word of God, God's going to change me. My family's about to change. 2024 ain't going to be like 2023. I'm going to be what God's called me to be. I'm going to do what God's called me to do. I'm going to have what God said is mine in Jesus' name. I'm talking about you doing this stuff when we're all here and you're here and you got Sam up there doing his stuff. I mean, you're going to do that here? But where this stuff really works, you're going to talk about 3:33 in the morning. Dr. Bob's got angels visiting there. I got demons sometimes showing up, so we don't need to talk to him. I'm talking about when it's like, you know, early in the morning and there ain't no music and nobody's hyping you up and ain't nobody encouraging you and you standing there in the darkness of the night alone with your thoughts, it is in that moment that God is looking for somebody to say, Lord, I'm going to believe you even when I don't feel it. I'm going to believe you even when it doesn't look like it. I trust you. You're going to make me to be what you called me to be. In Jesus' name, somebody give the Lord a hand of praise tonight. What you saying to yourself tonight? What are you saying to yourself? What you say to yourself about yourself is going to be your first step of faith. And you got to talk to yourself. And there may be times, listen, I thank God for a good support system. I have a great support system. I hope you do too. I mean about people that are going to help you and encourage you. But let me say this to you. I know that there have been times when I felt like I was all by myself. And it's in those times you still got to be able to do this. Can I hear an amen? You got to be able to do this when everybody's looking at you like you're crazy. Everybody's looking at you like you didn't hear from God. That ain't going to happen for you. That may happen for other people. That you got to be able to say, no, I believe what God said about me, and I ain't moving off of that. I don't care if everybody else is full of fear, doubt, and unbelief. They just need to keep looking because God's about to show up and bring to pass everything that he said. Can I hear an amen in this house? Number three, your speaking is vital to experiencing the blessing. I said vital because this is not playtime. This ain't no game. This ain't no game. Look at Proverbs chapter 18. This is no game. Verse 21 or 20 says, the fruit of a man's mouth, with the fruit of a man's mouth, his stomach will be satisfied. He will be satisfied with the product of his own lips. Now let me stop right there before, because the big one is the next verse. But I want you to see what's going on here. Your stomach is typically filled by what goes into your mouth. Right? And all those that came off the 21-day fast said, my mouth or my stomach is filled with the Big Mac that went through. Hallelujah. But that's not what this verse is saying. The fruit of your mouth, that's what comes out, is what fills your belly. You're going to be satisfied with the product of your lips. Your lips produce a product. Your lips produce something that you're going to be able to eat. Can I hear an amen? Your lips are the thing that creates the stuff that's going to bring satisfaction into sight. How many of you see that in your Bible? This is backward from natural law. Now look at the next verse. This is the big one. Death and life. This ain't no playtime game. This ain't no, we're not up here just killing time, preaching some little nothing. Death and life. If somebody wants to tell you something is serious, they'll tell you this is a matter of what? Life and death, death and life. Jesus said, this is how you'll live or this is how you'll die. Are in the what? The power of the tongue. That's how important your words are. That's how vital this is to you. While this connects you to the blessing, it can also connect you to something else that you don't want. Can I hear an amen? That's why your mouth is so you would think that God would say, oh, no, now, wait a minute. My covenant with you and my promises with you, that's going to be what's going to happen in your life. He says, no, if you want the life that I have for you, you're going to have to get your mouth in alignment with the life I have for you. Amen? You stand to your feet all over the house today. You got to get your mouth in line. Now, don't let me come off like I do this all right all the time, because I don't. Because sometimes I need somebody to go, do you want God to make that happen for you, what you just said? No. Then why are you saying it? Amen? We all mess up. None of us get this right all the time. So if you hear me say all this stuff that you, well, yeah, I've been talking bad. No, man, don't get condemned. Repent. Amen? This mouth needs a deliverance sometimes. How about you? But we're getting a Holy Ghost adjustment, because I don't want to talk where I am, and I definitely don't want to talk where I don't want to be. I'm going to start talking where I want to be, even if that's completely different from where I'm at. Can I hear an amen? I want you to just lift your hands up, just begin to worship the Lord tonight all over the house. There's a great group of people. Y'all, so easy to preach to. Thank you. Thank you for receiving this word. God's going to change your life right now. We just worship you, Father God. We honor you tonight. Come on, just out of your own words, out of your own mouth, just begin to honor the Lord right now. Shanda Bokonda. I'm about to lead you in some confessions here in just a moment. But before I do, I call for the power and the presence of the Holy Ghost. Shanda Bokonda. Because you're about to come off the place where you've been and where the enemy has just put almost like chains around you. And others, it just feels like a wall that you're boxed in. God says as you begin to confess, as you begin to open your mouth, it's going to be like a hammer against the wall. And it's going to break all of those walls down. And you're going to begin to see yourself free of that. Yes, even your body is going to begin to notice difference. Yes, even the cells of your body, they hear your words and they will respond. They will respond to the words that are coming out of your mouth. Your finances are going to change. And as you begin to declare the word of the Lord, as you begin to speak, thus saith the Lord, over your finances, you're going to find that there's favor there. There's blessing there. There's open doors there. God, I thank you, Father, for your presence is here tonight in the name of Jesus. Now, we're going to do something. The first thing, we're going to do these through the seven names of God. I ain't got time to get too much into it, but I just want you to lift your hands up right now and declare, say, I am the righteousness of God. Come on, say it. Say, I am the righteousness of God right now. Come on, begin to just continue to stay on that for just a moment, just a moment, just a moment, because I'm going to tell you what's happening. Father, I thank you tonight that we are the righteousness of God. There are addictions and habits that are being broken off of people right now. Sin that has gotten a hold of folks and has just almost got them entangled, and it almost feels like a python that is wrapped around them and is just sucking the very life of them. They can't even get free. I want you to begin to declare, speak right now, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I am forgiven. Somebody say it. Say, I am forgiven. I am forgiven. I am cleansed right now. I am free in Jesus' name. Now I want you to begin to declare, I am healed. Come on, say it. I am healed right now. I'm healed. Someone say, well, I don't know. I got this sickness. I got that. No. He is Yahweh Rapha, the Lord your healer. I am healed. Get into alignment with it. Father, I thank you. That thing. Now, so if you can be specific about it, come on, I want you to say that cancer's healed right now. That blood disorder is healed right now. Shanda Bokonde, arthritis. I am healed of arthritis. And you are speaking toward, who are you? I'm the healed of the Lord. I'm the healed of the Lord. I'm blessed right now. Shanda Bokonde Tete. God's turning my health around in Jesus' name. I want you to begin to declare, I have sufficiency. Say it with me. Say, I have sufficiency and abundance. Because God is Yahweh Jireh. Father, I thank you right now. Come on, begin to speak over your money. Father, I thank you for breakthrough in finances today. Stronger, stronger. The blessing stronger than inflation. The blessing is stronger than everything. Father, I am blessed of the Lord. My finances are in line. Monda bokonde te te te. Come on, keep praying. Keep praying over that. Keep praying. Come on, declare, I'm blessed of God. I'm blessed of God. I'm blessed of God. Stop consulting your checkbook in order to walk in your destiny. Stop asking permission of your checkbook. Come on now. Of whether can I do what God's called me to do? No, you do what God's called you to do. Monda basaye te 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 te. You're not a slave. I break the slavery, that spirit of slavery to your finances today. In Jesus' name, it's time for you to dream. It's time for you to start having some vision. It's time for you to start walking. Monda bokonde te te. Father, I thank you for it right now. Now I want someone to declare, I am victorious. Come on, he is Yahweh Nissi, our victor. Come on, I want you to begin to speak victory. Let's speak victory right now. I speak victory over every situation and circumstance. Some of you all need to get specific. There's somebody involved in a lawsuit right now, and I want you to declare, I am victorious in Jesus' name. I am victorious right now. He is my Yahweh Nissi, the Lord who is my victor. Now I want someone to say, I'm at peace. Come on, I'm at peace. Come on, begin to speak right now. I'm at peace in my spirit. I'm at peace in my mind. I'm at peace in my body today. There is peace. Now, I know I quieted my voice right there, but there was a shift in this atmosphere of peace that just began to go like a, almost like a blanket of peace right now. There is a calmness that's going to be about you. And I want you to say, I'm calm. I am at peace. I am at rest right now. Your sleep. I will sleep tonight. I will sleep tonight. I will sleep tonight. I will wake up refreshed. Shandabo. I know God spoke to me to say that, but that's a universal principle. I will sleep. Monamaka. What are you doing? You're speaking toward your blessing. Somebody say, I'm led by the Spirit, and I'm filled with the knowledge of the Lord's will. Now, I want you to thank God for direction right now. God, I thank you for direction. I thank you for direction. I am filled with direction. The wisdom of God is about me today. I make right decisions. I hear from the word, the Lord. I hear the voice of God today. He is my shepherd. I am his sheep. He will lead me and guide me. Come on, I'm making help me. You make confessions. These are things you're supposed to be saying over yourself right now. We're enacting this thing. God, I speak towards that. Lord, I thank you that you're with me. Somebody say, God's with me today. God's with me today. Father, I thank you. I'm not alone. You're not by yourself. The enemy has told you you're alone and isolated, but I'm here to tell you right now that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is with you. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, you are not by yourself. You are not alone. Monda bokonde te te te. God said, I'm for you, not against you. Monda boko te de 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 amboko. And God will rise up on your behalf and you will see your enemies scatter in Jesus' name. Somebody give the Lord a great big hand of praise today, church. Now, those are general things. God's going to begin to speak to you very specific things that you're supposed to say over yourself. I said very specific. Because at some point, you need to know what you're supposed to do next week. Where you're supposed to be in your destiny. Can I hear an amen? And God will begin to tell you things that you need to check it out before the Lord. Can I hear an amen? I've had God speak to me, and I only say what he says, but I make sure it's him. And sometimes as soon as he says it, I know that's God. So I write it down. Now, I don't always tell everybody. Come on, somebody. Not if you don't, if you can't stand their fear, doubt, and unbelief when they look at you like you're crazy. Now, I've got people around me that believe in me and that confidence in me, and they, you know, and I tell them. I say, this is what I'm saying. Can you come into agreement with me? My wife will say, well, what are you saying about that? And I'll tell her. So we come into agreement and we say the same thing. Can I hear an amen? You may be seated. We say the same thing. Ushers, can you ready yourself to receive an offering? There should be an offering envelope in front of you. I want everyone to give tonight. God will tell you exactly what to begin to say over your finances. He will begin to tell you, and sometimes I've asked him, what do you want me to say about this? And most of the time he tells me, every now and again he'll say, well, what do you want? I don't usually like that question because that challenges me. Because then I know what he wants me to say. He wants me to say, open my mouth wide. That's what he wants. That's what he's looking for. He tests me. How much do you want to believe me for? I don't really like that question a lot, but that's what he challenges me with. What do you want to believe me for? Let me ask you a question. What do you want to believe God for in your finances? Well, I don't really like this. Well, then don't do it. Do what you want to do. But if you're ready to see something change, because I'm not up here just telling you stuff just to tell it to you. I know this stuff works. I hate even saying it that way, this stuff. I don't even know what that means. I know these principles work. Because I do them. And I see them. And they work for everybody that'll put them into place. So as you give tonight, my question to you is, what do you believe in God for? What do you need to start saying? And you need to be as specific as you can. Can I hear an amen? Now look, you can go online, evangelnorth.net. You can give in the offering through your envelope. We're taking an offering. I'm supposed to be taking an offering. I'm still wanting to preach the message because I'm not done. And I got to thinking about it today. And this is also a little more sobering about this message. You ready? Tower of Babel. They were all speaking that they were going to build this tower up to God. And do you know what God said about these evil people? They'll do it. So what did he do to disrupt their evil plan? He made them all speak different languages. Now they couldn't talk. He messed up their talking because their talking would have messed up. If they all kept saying it, it was going to happen because it's a principle. He changed what they were saying. Can I hear an amen? You got to see the power of it. To a lesser extent, we see it when God spoke to John's dad and said, here's, I want you to name your son John the Baptist. And the guy said, well, nobody's been named that. And this, that, and the other. So you know what God did? Made him mute. Said, you're not allowed to talk anymore because I need John the Baptist here and you got an anointing to shut up. And God, if you're taking requests, I've got a few people that I think they need the anointing to shut up. God gave him a shut up anointing because he was about to wreck the thing that God wanted. And the only time, the only time God opened his mouth is when they finally said, what's his name? And he wrote down John. And then God said, okay, you can talk now. Amen. I don't want God to shut my mouth. I want God to be able to trust me that I'm not going to come back with an evil report saying, yeah, that's all good, but I'll never get it. Amen? Stand to your feet all over the house. Start putting your words in alignment with what you want. With the blessing. Once you start talking the blessing. Once you start speaking the blessing. Over everywhere you go. I'm going to let you go, but I want to give you one other little nugget that's not in your notes. The Bible says concerning the words of your mouth, fresh water and bitter water cannot come out of the same well. I want my words to be sweet water. I don't want to poison it with a bunch of negative talk. Amen? So I'm going to speak positive. I'm going to be encouraging to people. I'm going to be encouraging to myself. Amen? Because I want that to happen for me. Hold that offering up. Father, I thank you for these, your precious people. I thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost that's in this house. God, I thank you, Lord, that there are people here tonight, that they were here on purpose and for a reason. God, that you brought them here to hear this message. And God, tonight as we walk out of here and we get our mouth in alignment with where you've called us and what you want to do, God, things are about to change and shift, and we're never going to be the same. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. Let's go out here with a shout of victory. Ushers, you can receive this offering. 1, 2, 3. Come on. Jesus. 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 God bless you. Thank you for coming. Shake some hands. Hug some necks. We got some food out there and some ice cream. So stick around. We'll see you Sunday morning, 9:30 and 11.
Become a kingdom building partner today online at johncarmichael.net. With your prayer and financial gift each month, we are seeing miracles, restorations in families and salvations, and you can be a part of that. Consider becoming a kingdom building partner today online. Kingdom Now is the media outreach of John Carmichael Ministries USA. All gifts to the ministry are tax deductible where applicable, minus the fair market value of any gifts received. For more information, visit www.johncarmichael.net.